Welcome to the We Black Fathers podcast, the podcast where we support, educate, and celebrate you, the Black Father. My name is Anthony McNeil, your host. I appreciate you tuning in and listening to the podcast. But don't just listen. Please come share your thoughts and your views in our community. Visit WeBlackFathers.com and be part of the conversation. Now let's get started. Hey, what's going on? Welcome to another episode of We Black Fathers. Once again, it's me, your boy, Anthony McNeil. This episode, I'm going to do something a little different. I'm going to be going solo on this episode, no guests. And the reason why I want to do a solo episode is when I started all of this, the community, the podcast, the foundation, the whole purpose was to support, educate, and celebrate Black fathers. And this is going to be some of the educational part. I want to share something with you. As you may or may not know, I used to be a police officer. I retired about 10 years ago. And my last 5 years of my career, I had to work the front desk as an officer. And during that time, you know, on the weekends and various days throughout the weeks, couples will do their custody exchanges there at the station. And if you had seven couples show up, five of them had some type of problem. And I just want to give you guys out there that are in this situation some tips that you may want to keep in mind when you have to do these custody exchanges with your child's mother or your child's father, if you're a female listening to this. A lot of this stuff is just common sense. But unfortunately, you know, a lot of times because there's emotion involved, people just don't do what they're supposed to do, and it creates a lot of problems. So I just want to give you guys five tips to help you make that process a little easier. And again, all of this is probably going to sound like just common sense stuff, but trust me, when I tell y'all that people do not do it, I'm telling you, they do not do it because there were times where I had to tell people that they could no longer come to the station to do their exchanges because there was always a problem, always something going on. I mean, I had one lady one day, her and her husband came to do the exchange, and he just wanted to go upstairs to get a copy of a police report, and he wanted to take the kids with him. She's falling out on the floor and screaming and carrying on, talking about he's taking the kids from her. I'm like, ma'am, he's just going upstairs to get a police report. Let the kids go with him and y'all go about your business. But of course, that didn't happen. And I end up having to tell them that they couldn't come back to the station to do their exchanges. But anyway, the first thing I advise you to do if you're in this situation is plan in advance. Try to stick to a regular exchange day and time. I can't say it enough. I know this sounds like common sense, but things happen. You're going to be late sometimes. I get all that. You may have to juggle things, move things around. But for the most part, when you find yourself in this situation ahead of time, when you guys first happen to do all of this stuff, plan it out that you are going to have a regular day, a regular time that you are going to do your exchange. Because having a schedule, it helps your kids adjust a little easier. I mean, it's already a tough situation for them. So try to keep things as simple, as hassle-free as possible for the kids' sakes. Even if you two can't get along, if you two can't stand the sight of each other, think about your kids. Because after all, that's who this is all about. And this helps because it lets them know exactly when they're going to see each of their parents, which minimizes a lot of confusion for them. Again, this is all about the kids, so let's try to keep that in mind when we're doing this. Agree on a custody exchange location. It's much easier for everybody involved if you pick up and drop your kids off at the same place each time. And I highly recommend this, especially if you guys are not on good terms, but meet in a neutral place. A public location. Police stations are fine if they allow you to do it. But just understand, when you're doing this, keep it peaceful because they will tell you that you cannot come back. And if you're not at a police station and you go someplace else and you get into all kind of arguments and stuff, the police are going to come because somebody's going to call them eventually. So just try to find a neutral place where you guys can just go and handle your business. And if for whatever reason, if you find that the two of you cannot stand or look at each other, If your kids are of school age, see if you can make arrangements to pick up and drop off the kids there at the school or the daycare or whatever the case may be. Again, doing so just allows you to stop seeing the other person, especially if you two are always having some type of problems. The other thing is, don't be late. Again, I understand that life happens, things occur, but if you're going to be late, you know, at least be courteous and contact the other person, whether it's just a simple text message or a quick phone call, and just let them know, hey, I'm running a few minutes late, or I'm running late, or what have you, but I will be there. And I understand when you're not with the other person, sometimes things like that cause a lot of headache, but, you know, just keep your head, try to stay cool, and just try to keep it as peaceful as possible. Another thing that I would suggest is bring someone with you, especially if you two are not on good terms. Every time y'all see each other, if y'all fight and argue, bringing a neutral third party to the exchange, it just helps hopefully to keep things civil. Additionally, this person can serve as a witness in the event that, you know, something does happen. And please, 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 please do not bring the person that you're dating or seeing, your new boo or what have you. I had this happen a number of times, and you can tell that the person that did it was only doing it to piss the other person off, and it just causes problems for everybody. So why bother doing all that? You know, if you have to bring a third party, make it a family member or a friend, someone that you're not dating, something like that, just to keep things, again, peaceful, and so that you can have, you know, another set of eyes there in case something does happen. Also, don't come unprepared. Your children should have everything they need. So when you go to do your exchange, again, try to keep it as stress-free as possible. You know, don't create any added stress by forgetting items such as homework or clothes or medicines, sports equipment, things like that. Whatever it is that you had with the child that needs to go back to the other parent, make sure you have all that stuff ahead of time, because I can guarantee you when you get there, if you don't have it, it's going to be an issue. And I cannot say it enough. I know these all sound like just common sense things, but believe me, I've seen it over and over and over again. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't have common sense. Another thing is, don't have private discussions in front of your kids, even if you guys are getting along. If you need to discuss financial situations or some other conversation that the kids don't need to be a part of, then don't do that in front of them. You know, y'all make arrangements to talk on the phone or email or something. But usually, in my experience, when I've seen these conversations occur, they always led to some type of argument or some type of disagreement, and it just never ended good. And the people that suffer the most from it is the kids. So if you have to have those conversations with the other parent, again, try to do it not in front of the kids. A simple phone call or a text message or however you want to do it would probably work out better. And when you do that, when you do have these conversations that lead to these arguments and things like that, the kids are the ones that catches the blunt of it, because it kind of tears them apart and it makes them choose one parent over the other. And you don't want that. You know, at the end of the day, this is all about your child or your children. So do whatever you need to do during this 5-minute interaction with the other parent. Do whatever you need to do to try to keep it peaceful. All right, guys, let's continue this conversation. If you're not a member of the We Black Fathers community, then come join us. Just simply go to weblackfathers.com/community and let's continue this conversation. Share some of your experiences if you've had this situation. If there is some other advice that you want to share for some other fathers, go over to the community and let's share that information there. There's a link to it down in the show notes. All right, you guys stay safe. Keep doing what they say we can't do, and that's being fathers. And I'll see you guys on the next episode. Bye.